I don't know about you, but my soul is heavy. The last couple of days, seeing not the start of decay, division, but really probably the fruit of it. In our churches for a long time, we have had this rot, this leaven in the loaf, if you will. And when we're seeing the leaders starting to take sides, we're seeing leadership start to draw the battle lines, specifically the SBC. And I'm talking about John MacArthur. I'm talking about Beth Moore. I'm talking about the leadership at the SBC. Some of these battles have been fought before. This is just another one of the battles. But my heart is heavy because, although I was talking with A.D. Robles on our last Reformed Evangelical episode, I love the fight. I love debating. I love getting into God's word, listening to arguments and processing them, improving my arguments. I love that. But I hate and my heart breaks for the fallout, for the damage and destruction of sin, especially when it's my sin, but even the other side. And that's what we're seeing here. We're seeing amazing amount of destruction. But perhaps it's like a forest fire that will purge the dead, the sick, and it will allow growth and new life to come from that burnt down forest, where God could use us in more powerful and effective ways. Who knows what God has in store for us, but I have hope in him. He is king. He rules over all. And we must fight. We can't not fight. And I want to talk about the importance of leadership. What I've seen in the last couple of days, I've been engaged a lot on social media. I've lost many friends from this already. And it breaks my heart. Like, I want to be a man that's faithful. I want to be bold. And I want to fight the good fight. But at the same time, it's sad to see these relationships. It's causing division. I mean, that's what sin does, right? Sin causes division. And it's not the person that is calling out the sin. It's not, if you're doing it in love, I should say. It's not the person that is bringing light to a situation that's causing the division, although that's what we blame it on. And then that's why we don't want to confront evil. But it is the sin itself. We should always remember that. Welcome to How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show. I would really appreciate all of you guys sharing, supporting the network, just like a ton of you have already done. Just sent out some more mugs from the Fight Laugh Feast Network. If you go over to fightlaughfeast.com, put in HTBT in the memo field, you'll get a mug like this. You may, they're running out, get a pint glass like this one, and you get tons of other great content. Plus, they're giving out raffles and all that good stuff. And let me tell you, if the topics of the day have not convinced you that we need to support the leaders, we need to support the people speaking out about truth, speaking out against the corruption, the world that is seeping in, the number of ideologies of man that our church is embracing, if that doesn't convince you that we need support, we need to raise up and get behind leadership. We need to get behind the voices speaking out against this. I don't know what else will. So go over to fightlaughfeast.com, put in HTBT in a memo field, and you'll help support me specifically and the network as a whole. And thank you for doing that in advance and sharing and all that good stuff, liking us on the social media sites. So there's, going through these conversations, you hear the same arguments over and over again about Beth Moore. And the thing about Beth Moore is, she doesn't care what the Bible says. She doesn't care. And she's given the tweets before of, if Jesus and Paul disagree, I'm going to go with Jesus. Which, I don't know how mature you are in the faith, but that sounds pretty good, right? Like, God, Jesus, Jesus is God. So I'm going to listen to him, not Paul the man. But the scriptures are inspired and God-breathed, inerrant is the word I was looking for. They're not inheriting things. And so we believe in Orthodox Christianity that God breathed and God spoke through all the different authors of the Bible. So if it's God speaking, he's not going to contradict himself. And supporting Beth Moore is leading a lot of people to say that the scriptures are contradicting themselves. And that's dangerous. That's really dangerous. But what is interesting is the Gospels that quote what Jesus said do not disagree with what Paul said in the epistles. Paul doesn't disagree with Jesus. Jesus doesn't disagree with Paul. And so that's kind of confounding to me of why is she saying it in the first place? Because no one is saying that the person Paul is as important as Jesus the Savior. We're saying as Orthodox Christians that the Bible is inspired by the Word of God, and it's useful for correcting, teaching, reproof, and all that stuff. And it's all equally valuable because it's God's Word. But then listening to her more, I've started to realize what it means. She is talking about her personal revelation of what Jesus has called her to. That is, she thinks preaching to men. She's preaching in churches to men and women where the Bible forbids it. And she's saying she's going to take Jesus's word over what Paul says. And I'm just assuming that she's talking about her personal revelation because that's what she goes back to. That's what she responded with after John MacArthur's comments, as you know. And I was thinking about this, like, why do we not want women to teach? Like, why is that a no-no? Why do we not do that? Why do we say we women can't teach over men? Well, I don't know all the reasons God says things, but I know when he says things, we need to listen. And even if we disagree with it, we need to obey. And even if what she's teaching is helpful and good, she is still in defiance. She's still leading people in disobedience that are submitting under her authority, under her as a preacher, as somebody speaking in church. And God said he didn't want that. And so I've been having these conversations with people who have been used or have had experiences that have drawn them closer to God through Beth Moore's teaching in the past. And when we say things like, she is in the wrong, she needs to repent, they take this as a personal attack. And that's where the confrontation comes from. That's where the anger comes from. It reminds me, Beth Moore and a lot of the women that have been arguing with me about, which is disappointing because it has been mostly women, one or two men at most, which we'll talk about in a second. It reminds me of Cain and the Abel. It's like Cain brought a sacrifice that wasn't pleasing to God because he wasn't doing what was right. He wanted to do it his way, not God's way. And because of that, he was very angry and ended up killing his brother. Beth Moore wants to do things her ways. She wants to minister. She wants to sacrifice. She wants to have her religious ceremonies. She wants to practice her religion her way, the way she, quote unquote, believes Jesus told her, because her Jesus's calling, I should say, even though it directly contradicts what God said in his word. And she's angry about it. She is mad at all of us who are telling her that she can't, that she shouldn't, that she needs to repent. And a lot of her supporters are angry too. You can tell. You know when people are angry at you and when you're in debating someone that's angry. And almost all of the arguments come back to, did actually God say that women can't teach? Just like the serpent said to Eve in the beginning. Did God actually say that? And you're hearing people talk about, well, if you read this commentary, if you understood the context, if you knew what was actually going on in the church. And look, guys, if you do this, then the Bible is worthless because culture is determining the truths of the Bible then. Circumstances around the Bible are determining what the meaning is. The Bible needs to determine what culture does, not the other way around. And if you do this with women teaching in church, you can do it with anything. They've done it with homosexuality. Oh, it's not really about homosexuals. It's about the idol worship and how they used homosexuality in the temples that worship false idols. That's what it was about. So now that we don't use false idols, now that we're not using it to support the temple and all that stuff, homosexuality is okay. You can do it for anything. And this is what poor leadership leads to. It leads to heretical teaching, faulty logic, and a domino effect that will break down the foundations of everyone's beliefs that follow this train of thought, that follow these teachers. And another thing I want to ask is, where are the men leaders? Where's Beth Moore's husband? Where are all the churches? And thankfully, there are churches that are responding in the SBC, pulling out. But a lot of them are just bowing down, and a lot of it's for money, because these churches bring in more money and they help support the different denominations. But I just want to say this, the negative and the positive. This poor leadership has devastating effects, and every single person is going to be accountable for their leadership. As an individual, as you lead your family, as you lead your companies, as you lead your businesses, as you lead your churches, as you lead your denominations, your conferences, your podcasts, your audience, whoever it is, including me, we are going to be held to a higher standard, because the ripple effects of our sins and what we teach far outreach the ordinary man. And Beth Moore is going to have a reckoning for the division she's causing. The leadership that allows her to do this is going to have a reckoning. Judgment is going to come, and you need to repent of this poor leadership. This should be sobering for every single one of us in leadership, that what we say and what we do matters. And if we get it wrong, if we are unbiblical, we are going to be leading people astray, that is going to be causing division, that's going to be causing death, because all sin leads to death. That should be the most sobering thing for us as leaders. We need to be constantly praying that we cast down our idols, that we cast down our high places, that if there are areas in our lives that we don't even see that are in rebellion to God, that He would reveal it to us and then bring it out of us and purify us and make us holy as He is holy. Culture cannot define us. We must define culture by the word of God and by the gospel. And we can't start fiddling around with what did God actually say. We just need to obey. I want to leave on a positive note. It's just as important to not say bad things as it is to say important and good things. It's just as important to say things that are according to scripture. And I just want to say, I am so thankful for John MacArthur, who has been getting crap for who knows how long, because he is trying to be faithful to the Bible. Now, I'm not saying I agree with everything he does, but I want to rally around leadership that is honestly pursuing God. And that means taking His word above my own, above the cultures, above what other people say it needs to be. I'm going to the word of God to determine what is right and wrong, to determine what is a good spirit and bad spirit, to determine if Jesus really is speaking to me or not. Because if it contradicts the Bible, it's not from God. Test the spirits, the scriptures say. And we need you. We need you in whatever sphere of leadership that you have, any authority that you have, to stand up now and fight, to stand up and speak the truth, to take the enemy's arrows, to take the culture's attack, to take what we thought were brothers and sisters' attacks, and you need to repel them through the Ephesians 6, the armor of God, through the Holy Spirit, through the sword, the word of God. We need to pray for these people. Like I said, this is devastating. Sin always brings death to relationships, to ourselves, to wherever it touches. A little leaven leavens the whole loaf. And this is real. These are real people. These are real consequences that leadership will either destroy or encourage and build up towards the Lord. There's no other option. There's no neutrality. And real people's lives are affected. Relationships are affected. Beth Moore has impacted relationships in far greater reaches than she'll ever know. There's so many ripple effects of poor leadership, and that should be humbling for all of us. And that should encourage all of us to be daily praying, to be daily in the Word of God, and to be asking Him to speak through us so that we speak the truth and that there's no falsehood in anything we say, because leadership matters. Leadership is important. So let's go out and be courageous, bold, truth-filled, loving leaders. We'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless.